Christmas Day is here. You know what else has come with the birth of the baby Messiah? His kingdom. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. His kingdom has come. It's already here, having arrived in Jesus Christ's first advent. But its total fruition will come in the second advent of Jesus. However, aspects of his kingdom can become reality in our lives because we have the Spirit of Christ living in us. But what's the key for that to take place? Well, the key is given to us in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. This promised divine king took joy in being in submission to God. Why does righteousness and wisdom and knowledge and fear flow out of the root of Jesse? Because he lived in total submission to the Spirit of God in his life. And when we delight in the fear of the Lord, when we live in submission to the Spirit of God in our lives, we will see the fruit of the Spirit that's mentioned in Isaiah chapters 11 and 12. Righteousness, peace, a love and desire for all peoples knowing Jesus, the power to overcome and kill sin, and unending joy. We have some of the reality already revealed to us, in us, and through us. How much more then should we rest in this promise and let this scene, this vision, be what we long for and anticipate? This Messiah, this divine King, Jesus, must be our hope. Christmas is a reminder to us that God has made and is making good on his promises. We long for the day that we rejoice fully in this, but we can also rejoice today because we know that God, in the first advent, has proven himself faithful and will complete what he has started. So trust in God's providence. Isaiah chapter 11 is a prophetic word. None of what's talked about in Isaiah 11 happened in the life expectancy of the ones for whom it was originally written. Yet, they are still called upon to trust God, even in the face of the enemy attacking and conquering. God's promises, more times than not, are eternal ones that give us confidence in the here and now so that we might long for and put our confidence in the not yet. Our hope is not in anything this world has to offer us. It is in God. So today when you pray, please pray for John Herring and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the Nepalese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nepal.